what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Colin, Douglas, Timmy, thank you. Some of you may have noticed that we had some shepherds up here today. You were watching over a pig? Wilbur, they did a great job up here. And you may notice that I guess this is the start of it, but not officially, okay? We decorated yesterday. Things are decorated a little bit different than traditionally done. And there are reasons for that, and we can get into it all a little bit later. But it is decorated. And today we begin a series that we as staff will be going through. The series is titled Christmas Originals. And this is the first part that we'll be doing. And so over the next several weeks, Advent actually doesn't start till next week, but over the next few weeks here until right after Christmas, Pastor John, Pastor Frank, and myself will be doing this series, Christmas Originals, where we'll be talking about Christmas Originals. Today, what I'd like for us to do is to talk about Christmas missionaries found in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And Linus read that through that for us already a little bit. But we'll be going through that, and you can follow along in your Bibles if you want, or it will be popped up on the screen there. And this Christmas narrative from the book of Luke that we'll be going through introduces us to some individuals who could easily be called the original Christmas missionaries. While prophets may have told the story about the one who would come, it was the shepherds that would first proclaim the one who had come. As followers of Christ, we should do nothing less this Christmas season than to be Christmas missionaries. We should be telling others the story of the good news of the Christ who has come for all of us. You see, there is no more of an opportune time than right now, during this season, in which we especially celebrate the Savior's birth. So let's look at these original Christmas missionaries. You know, those shepherds on that very first Christmas night.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem. Shalom.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 read like this, and Erin's going to try to get there as quickly as she can. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. These shepherds, they were out in the fields, and they received a declaration. These very first Christmas missionaries, they received a declaration from an angel. And the declaration goes like this in verse 10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." See, the angels had delivered a message to the shepherds. It was the declaration of good news. The next thing we see is that the shepherds were filled with anticipation. If you look closely at verse 15, you can watch as the excitement of the shepherds comes alive, as they experience this anticipation in their heart. It says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go." You see, for hundreds of years, the prophets of old had talked about how the Messiah would come, about how the Savior would come and rescue the people of Israel. And then for hundreds of years, there was silence. God had not spoken to through the prophets anymore. And these shepherds, they knew all about that. They had long anticipated the coming of the Messiah, the one who would save the people, the promised one. And when they heard the declaration, there was no hesitation because they had been looking forward to that day. So they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. See, they had received a declaration, a message that had been delivered to them from heaven, a message of good news, a message of joy, a message that would bring hope for all people. Have you and I received a declaration? Haven't we also received this exact same message? If we have received this declaration, then where is our anticipation? Where is our excitement? Not only a Savior who has come, but a Savior who is coming again. See, we ought to be Christmas missionaries in the very finest sense of the word. Taking that declaration that we have heard and that we have received, and with great anticipation, we should be hurrying off to tell others this message. When we do this, just as those very first shepherds did, the first Christmas missionaries, there will be decoration. See, not only did those shepherds go and see, but then they went and they told. Those first Christmas missionaries, the shepherds, as they get involved in sharing this declaration, they really begin an activity of decoration. If you watch carefully in the next verses that we'll be going through, you can see where the decoration that these shepherds bring. 17 says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They spread the word. They really began to spread Christmas cheer. They began to decorate the lives of those that they could share with on their way back. Now watch this next part. As the decoration begins, it is like they were turning on beautiful Christmas lights in each person that the shepherds told. 18 continues and said, all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. You see, these shepherds went about decorating Christmas wherever they went. How did they decorate Christmas? You may be asking yourself. Not with tinsel or garland or glass balls or glowing lights, much like you'll see we have decorations here. But they spread the word of God's light, which had come into the world. This was their decoration of the world with God's love. Are you and I decorating this Christmas? Are we decorating the lives of those we can with the light of God's love? By spreading the word? See, decoration is that which beautifies. There is nothing that beautifies the world more than God's marvelous love made known to all people throughout your community and then throughout the earth. Decorating with the message of God's having sent a Savior into the world. When the shepherds went out telling the good news of a Savior who was born, it caused people's lights to light up like a beautiful ornament. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. First, there is the declaration that comes from the angels. Then there is the declaration of spreading the news. The last thing that we see in these shepherds is that it made a difference in the dedication. The dedication that it brought to those simple shepherds' lives. We see the dedication of praise and glory and honor to God that those shepherds' lives now possessed. Verse 20 says, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Sure, these shepherds returned back to the fields, but they returned changed. They returned different. See, before, they may have been laying out there at night watching their sheep and looking up at the stars and talking about how many stars they could see up in the sky on a clear night. But now when they return to the field, their conversation was filled with the one star of heaven and earth that shined bright as a promise for all. Their lives became fountains of glory and praise to the God who had brought them salvation. See, they were not only living, they were living testimonies of a life changed. A life that was now dedicated to the one thing that really made a difference. So how is it with you and I? Surely everyone here today has heard the declaration that Christ was born for us. But not only that He was born for us, but that He died for us. And that He rose again to conquer death so that we could have eternal life with Him in heaven. Haven't we all received that declaration? Well, if you hadn't before, you have now. So then where is our anticipation of the heaven that awaits us? Are we hurrying to go and tell others this good news? Because that will be our greatest decoration. To decorate the world with God's love through the sharing of Christ. Spreading the word of good news. Just as the shepherds, those very first Christmas missionaries, as they did on that very first Christmas. As people look at us now, do they see us shining out? Do they see a life that has changed? A life of dedication? A life to praising and glorifying God just as those very first Christmas missionaries did? You see, their lives were changed by God. And theirs was a dedication to praising and glorifying God with their very lives. Have we reached that point of dedication? As I wrap up this morning, I want to encourage all of us, you and me included, in this season of special opportunity to take the declaration that we have received and to go out and get involved with decoration, spreading the good news to others, and to never ever grow weary in that changed life of dedication to praising and glorifying God.